I slipped on a rock and fell into the creek. I'm glad Will was there to help me up and keep me from slipping again.
It's important to have a friend that can help, and you can help them too. Well, hey there. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're here. Come on in, get comfortable. I've got a great story for you and some scripture that can help you grow closer to God. It's not always easy to be a Christian. Other people might make fun of you. You might slip up and disobey God in some way, or you might have to make some hard decisions about what to do in your life. At times like that, it's so important to have a Christian friend that you can talk to about what's happening, and they can give you advice and encouragement too. The Bible tells us how a friend can help us. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, "Two are better than one, for if they fall, one will lift up his companion." Our story today is called Four Legs Are Better Than Two. Gavin walked into the 6-inch deep stream right behind his friend Will. The water filled his shoes and stuck his pants to his ankles. The round stones shifted under his feet as he slogged through the water. Further downstream, the rocks became larger and rougher, the ground more uneven, and the water muddy. Gavin felt around with one foot before taking each step. Even when he found a good rock, sometimes the surface was slick. Suddenly, his foot slipped. He fought for balance, but he fell on his bottom with a huge splash. Will hurried back to him. "Gavin, are you okay?" he asked, reaching down to help Gavin to his feet. "I'm fine," Gavin said. "I mean, besides being so wet." He laughed and tried not to cry. His elbow and knee hurt, and he had stubbed a toe. He wasn't sure he wanted to keep walking. He would probably just fall again. "I have an idea," said Will. "Put your arm around my shoulder, and I'll put my arm around yours. Now, let's try walking in the creek." Gavin and Will took a step forward at the same time, then another, and another. Suddenly, Gavin slipped again, but this time, Will held him up. After a couple more steps, Will slipped and Gavin caught him. They started walking faster and with more confidence, and whenever one of them slipped, the other caught him so he didn't fall. "This is fun," Gavin said. "I was scared I'd fall again, but now I feel safe." "Maybe we can help each other out of the water too," Will said. "You know, like Pastor Evans was talking about in church last week, he said Christians need to work together so we can hold each other up spiritually when we start to fall. That's why going to church and having Christian friends is so important." "How can we hold each other up spiritually?" Gavin asked. He thought about it. "I know. We could ask each other about what we read in the Bible." "Yeah, and when you're struggling with something, tell me, and I'll tell you about things I'm struggling with or worried about." "That sounds like a great idea," Gavin said, holding on to his friend as he walked across another slippery rock. "We're stronger together." So how about you? Do you ever feel like the Christian life is too hard? Do you forget to read your Bible or get discouraged about sad events? Maybe you keep giving in to the same sin over and over. Jesus never meant for you to walk with him alone. Become friends with other Christians and talk often about Jesus and His Word so you can encourage each other when you start to struggle. And our key verse today.
Two are better than one, for if they fall, one will lift up their companion.
And our key thought for today, Christians can help each other. Don't forget, there's a lot more great music and programs for you on Keys for Kids Radio. Visit keysforkids.net to tune in today. Well, as always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm glad that you joined me today. Do me a favor and share Keys for Kids with a friend, and I'll catch you both right back here tomorrow.